The parallel action by the United States and European Union reflects deep concern about the political stability of Armenia, where clashes between security forces and election protesters Saturday killed 8 people and left more than 130 others wounded. The State Department says Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Matthew Bryza is en route to the Armenian capital to join European Union diplomat Peter Semnevi in an effort to restore political peace in Yerevan. Armenia has been in political turmoil since the February 19th parliamentary election, which opposition leaders allege was rigged to favor incumbent Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian. Neither side in the dispute has showed any willingness to back down, with opposition leader and former President Levon Terpetrosyan vowing continued protests and Mr. Sarkisian promising to punish troublemakers. State Department Deputy Spokesman Tom Casey says the Armenian parties have indicated they are ready to work with the envoys, whose aim will be to facilitate dialogue.
Both sides have said they're willing to engage in a dialogue. Matt's purpose, as well as the purpose of the European Union's rep, is to try and see, through talking individually with both sides, we can help stimulate that dialogue and move it forward. But I wouldn't expect you to see Matt formally negotiating or offering proposals. This is really a facilitative role.
Casey said the United States supports neither a crackdown on protesters nor a resort to violence by demonstrators. In a written statement late Saturday, the State Department expressed regret over the violence, appealed for restraint, and said both sides are responsible for helping reestablish order and political dialogue. It urged the prompt lifting of the state of emergency declared by Prime Minister Sarkisian and said Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Daniel Freed